Weiter in Shas, we are Maseches Zevorah Zara Daf Ayin Hey. Picking up three lines down from the top of the page. Last word in the line, Itmar, Itmar. Zok Da'ilu Gemara. Itmar Bei Rav Mishmei Derav Amri. We said the schooling of Rav, said the name of Rav. Tarti Tlos. This process of drying as two steps if dry and three if it's wet. Remember we were talking about yesterday about whether or not there's a machlokes between Rav and Rabba Barchana. So there's no machlokes. The question is whether or not you do water or ash first, depending on whether or not it's dry or it's wet. So now we say in the name of Rav that, because we saw it, Rav was the first one of his opinions here, we say in the name of Rav that Tarti Tlus, that it's going to be either two or three. Right, the drying process is two steps if it's dry, you do water, then ash. And three steps if it was wet, you do ash first, then water, then ash. Shmuel Amar Tlas Arba. He says it's going to be 3-4. Three steps if it was wet, first you do ash, then water, then ash. And four steps if it was dry, water, ash, water, ash. Besura Masachi. And this is how this Machlokas was taught in Surah. Bepumbadisa master, but in Pumbadisa they taught us Bei Rav, I mean Bishir Rav, the same name of Rav, Tlas Arba, Shmuel Amar Arba Chamesh. So you just up the ante a little bit. If it's wet, then it's ash, water, ash, water. And if it's dry, then it's water, ash, water, ash, water. Bam. Bam. Velo pligi, they're not really arguing. Marka Choshev Maya Basroi, one, that of Pumbadisa, who was the, version of here, went, 4-3, 4-4, 4-5, they mentioned the final water, Omar Loka Chashiv Maya Basrai. And the other one, I mean, the Surah is not mentioning the final water. In other words, even Surah is going to agree that the final pouring the boiling water with the ash is followed by washing it off. But you don't mention it because it's just washing away all the ashes that are over there. So one's mentioning, one's not mentioning, because they're saying the same thing. In order to do, putting the beam on the grapes and to make it work, that everything's going to get spracht out, you know, make sure that the grapes aren't flying everywhere. So there's a thing called a gorge, and a gorge was a type of lattice work that was wrapped around the grapes during the pressing to stop it from shooting all over the place because of the pressure of the beam being put on it. So what is the din of the aramoi gorgian gorgi thingamajig? What do we do with this? Amar lahu rabavo tenisu. Well, we have this in a brisa. Haresha hayu gitav, or base badav tamei. And if one's winery or olive mill was tamei, fascinating, right? You got yourself the wine or a base badav the olives. Ubiges lasus b'tahara, and you want to tire it. You want to do grapes and olives in a pure sense. What do you do? Hadapin va'adashim alulavin, the pressing boards, the treading basins, and the palm brooms. Those were, gathered the grapes that scattered all over. Medichin, you do adacha, you wash it off. As she says, b'mayim. Va'akolim shel nitzarim shel batzbutz minagvin. But the nettings, they're made of wicker, or the hemp. You only have to do the process of drying. Rashi says, Shvatim, Shabbatzputz, cannabis. Bali tfei, they swallow up more. Ubo nigo be eifromayim. You have to do the whole eifromayim thing, the ash and the water. So shifa v'shal gemi, miyashtin shtey masar chodesh. But if they're made out of shifa or gemi, right, these are type of plants, and they absorb tremendously, and therefore they absorb the wine, can't be taken out like that. You have to wait 12 months. So, B'Shem Gamliel Omer, Menichem Migas Legas, Umibad Labad, these nettings that were used from, you know, impure stuff, you have to leave them from one gas to another, and those of the oil also from one olive pressing season until the next. So, you got to wait a whole season. Hainu Tanakama, B'Shem Gamliel, B'Shem Gamliel is the same thing as the Tanakama. Right, because it did it, the process was done once a year. So it was done once a year, then he said, wait 12 months. No, the difference between them is if you have a harvest you know, an early harvest comes to be less, or if it's a late season, it's more than a year, right? More than a year is going to be good according to the Kama, 12 months. Shem Gamliel is going to make a wait until the beginning of the next season. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi said, where, Harosa Letaran Miyad, if you want to be able to do it immediately, you don't have to wait at all. Mag'ilan Beroschin, Ocholten Bemezesim. You just do Hagala on them in boiling water, or you scald them with water of olives. Interesting. You have olives that would be softened in boiling water in order to help extract out, to get out the oil. And yeah, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Mishum Rabbi Yossi Omer, Minichin Tachas Sinur Shemim of Mekalchin, you place them under a pipe of flowing water, Oba Mayan Shemim of Rochin, or a spring of running water, Vikama, and how long do you leave it there? Ona, you leave it there for an Ona, for a period of time, which we're going to explain what that means. Kedarach Sha'amu B'yayin Nesach. Now, just like the Chum said, this din, they also said in reference to Tyros. Klapelaya.
What in the world are you talking about? Or as you say, Klapelaya, Klapelaya. What are you discussing here? But Tyros Kaminan, we're talking about Tyros. It's unnecessary. Not. And what are we learning out one from another? In other words, you have Tyrus and Nesach wine, Yain Nesach. The Bryce is learning out something which is a known fact, something which is unknown. But Tyrus coming in, we're talking about here Tyrus. It's unnecessary, not possible to learn out their status from Yain Nesach when we don't know the status. Ella, how do we understand that? Kedarach Sha'amru B'Tyrus, Kach Amru B'Yain Nesach, just as he said, the din, right above, in reference to Tyrus, he said the same din about Yain Nesach. Meaning, how you go ahead and you tire something. Kama ona, now how much is a ona? We say that you put it under the water over there, and then you leave it for an ona. Amar Rabbi Yochan, o yom, o laila. Either one day or one night. Rabbi Chana, she'ina. Interesting. Amar Rabbi Chana bar she'ina. Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Chatzi yom, chatzi laila. He says that it's a combined total of half the day and half the night. So comes out again, that's 12 hours. The other one's also 12 hours. I'm sure it's like Philip Liga that I'm actually arguing. Both are thinking it's 12 hours. Ha, but kufas nisan v'tishrei. This one that needs one day or one night is talking about in the nisan or tishrei, which is autumn or spring, when days and nights are equal 12 hours. Hapatkufas Tammuz and Teves, and this one talking about one half of the day, one half of the night. He's talking about during Tammuz or Teves, the summer or the winter, when the days and nights are not equal in their length. So that's what an ona is. Got to have a 12-hour period. Amar Rav Yehuda, Hani Rivake Daramaya. Rashi said, you take the sediment from the grape sediment, and you put it in a bag, and juice will drip from it. So if you have these sacks of the Arameans, the Mazya Midichan, if they're made out of Mazya, they're made out of, Rashi says, Shel Sa'ar Adam Velo Baletuva, it's made out of hair of a person, and they don't swallow well, they don't absorb well, then you just wash them. To Amra Minakvan, but it's made out of wool, so then you got to make sure you do the drying process. The kitna biyashdan, and if it's made out of linen, then you have to age them for 12 months. Apparently, Rashi says bali tfei mimra, it swallows even much more than imra than wool does. Viika kitre sharilu, if the sediment sacks are knotted, then you have to first sharilu means you have to untie them, release them, you have to untie them to get all the spots there. Ha dekule vechalasa daramai, Rashi says this dekule v'chalasa damaroya. Chalasa is kaveris shel shvata b'shem esananin ben yayin. So you have these basket-like sieves and made of beehive-shaped sieves of the Arameans. It's like wicker baskets. They usually would strain the wine over there. Dechayti b'chavle b'tzure. If they're sewn with ropes of palm fibers, shes chavolim shel tzure dekel, then medichan, you have to wash them. You gotta wash them, right? They don't absorb. They don't absorb those things. Beep, turn the page. Ayin Hey Amud Beis.
Okie dokie, if it's made out of dough, again, beep, turn the page of on him advised, it's after Linagvan, the kitna, miyashnan, vi, isbehu, kitre, sharlahu. If you're dealing with it, it's plated from tzavta, you have to clean it with, again, the ash and the water. If you're dealing with it, it's made out of flax, then you've got to leave it. You've got to leave it, and if they have knots, you have to undo the knots. Itmar, Amar, so she jado legas, vinaga beshkolos. Amar, all right, so he goes in, and he sticks his hand into a wine press. He touched the grapes, the clusters that were lying there in the wine. Then what's the din? Rabbi Chia, chadam eshkol v'chol sivu sof tamein. He says that the eshkol, everything is all going to be tamein. V'chol gas kula tar, but the whole gas, actually wine press is tar. Chadam v'chol gas kula nami tamein. He says, no, even the gas itself is going to be tamein. V'lman da, ma eshkol v'chol sivu tamein, v'chol gas kula tahora, ma ishtam mehadu tanah. Why is it different than that which is only to the Mishnah? Sheretz in imsa b'rechaim. If you had a creepy crawler, that's found in a millstone. Ainu mitami ella makom mago. He's only mitami a place where to touch it. And if there is liquid that's flowing there, then it's all going to become tami. Why is it not that? Why is not that lach in the case of the wine press also? That the entire wine press should be usher because of the liquid that's inside of it. For the Gemara, hasam lo mafsik v'lo midi hachamaske yishkolos. There, in the case of the oil press, there's nothing that's stopping the flow of the liquid, and therefore it connects everything to make it impure. But here, the clusters of grapes are stopping the flow, and therefore, so there's no uninterrupted connection between all the wines and the wine press. Arule rabbanon, the Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Rabbi Yirmiyah, kedivriyah, omer, eskov chosivos temeim, cholagas kula tahora. And the Chachamim, he taught that the Rabbi Yirmiyah, some say it was the son of Rabbi Yirmiyah, according to that which says the cluster and all around it are going to become Tamei, but the entire wine press is Tahor. Zog the next Heilig Mishnah. Halokech klei tashmish min ha-goyim. Someone who buys cooking utensils, he buys it from goyim, es shedarko lahatbil. Then Yatbil, Hagil, Yagil, Lalabin Baor, Yalabin Baor, Hashpud v'askala, Milabin Baor, Hasakin. Shafa v'hitahara. So, you go and you buy from the guys, you're going to buy from a guy, so if it's something that has to be toveled, then, you know, in a mikvah, that's all you have to do, so then go and do that. And about something that has to be hagala, so you do hagala on it. And it's something that has to be hot with the fire, libun, the white fire, very hot, it's used for grilling, then he has to go and do the same idea, do it with grilling, heat it up with the fire, and the spit, which and the grill, he also has to do it with liban, with a knife, a sakim, when you with a knife, and what you got to do, the shaf of hitahora, you have to polish it, and then it's going to be pure. Says the Gemara, ta'ana, v'kul and chicken tefillah ba'arba'im sa'ah. All of them need to do tefillah in 40 sa'ah. Even the ones that you're going to do all this stuff, hagala, whatever it is, when I'm living from, I'm a rav, I'm a krok, kol davar sheyavu be'esh, tavir be'esh v'taher. Anything that goes in fire, comes out of fire, it's going to become tar. Hosef la kosef tara cheres. Why using a lotion? And it will be pure. It's coming to use. So there's another type of purity that has to happen, and that is a tefillah. Tana b'kabar mitoch shen amar b'meimidida. We have another raya from this idea, when it says, b'meidida shemei ani shetar chazah shlishi u'shvi, tamad lomer ach chalak. Right, from that which it says, and it has to be water of may need a sprinkling water. I would learn out that the kalim need to be spritzed on day 3 and day 7 to become pure. The halacha is when someone is tamei of Thomas Mace. Now the pasuk says, "Ach," that's coming to teach you make a distinction, and that the sprinkling on day 3 and 7 is not needed, right? Even though we know you need it by a mace. Imkein matam lomer may nida. If that's so, then why does it say may nida? Right, this idea is not talking about Anida, or it's called the woman is Anida. Mayim shenida tovels ben heavy omer abarim saw. And what it means is, may neither mean the water that Anida would tovel, which is 40 saw. You need that also to do tevila. Itzach lemichle v'taher, itzach lemichle meida, you need to buy both. Ix a v'taher v'shashunet v'taher, then have a mean of v'taher koldahu. Xivachmana v'meida. If it was just what it said, v'taher, then I would think it means, and it shall be pure by putting in any amount of water. Therefore, you have to say meinida. If you're rachon of meinida, have a mean hair of shemesh kenida. Needs to have hair of shemesh like kenida. Has to not only have the mikvah, but has to have the night that passes over. Because after rachon of v'taher, la'alte means it's immediate. Harav Nachman, Rabbi Baravua, filikim chadashim b'mashma. Even new utensils that are bought from goyim are meant to be have to be toveled. Because when you do this, when you heat it up and you burn the stuff out, it's like it's new. Even though you need mikvah. If that's really true, then even scissors that are cutting clothing, zuza de sarbala, need to have, you'd have to put in the mikvah. Therefore, the merle kli seuda amurin b'parsha. It's only talking about food utensils. Rav Nachman, Rav Ravua, lo shanu ela belukuchin ukamaisa shahaya avashulan lo. This, all these things, only talking about kelim that are bought from goyim and therefore are like the ones I mentioned in the story that the pasuk is talking about. But it doesn't apply to things that are borrowed, not borrowed kelim. Don't need tefillah. I'm using by Yosef seven mana de mardad migoy. He bought a kli of marda, which is you mix with dirt and chreft, dung, from a guy. He bought it from him. Savar latbila, he thought to go ahead to put in the mikvah. Amaleah, who mir abanan Rabbi Yaakov Shemei, Rabbi said, lididi mifreshalei minei de Rabbi Yochan kli metechas from a parsha. It's only kli metechas. You don't have to do dirt things, but it's got to be metal utensils. Amar Rabbi Yashi, hani kli zechuches hol v'chini shtaber liyesle and takarna. Ravashi said, in dealing with glass utensils, kli zechuches, since when broken, it's able to be fixed. It's considered like metal. How do you fix it? You just melt it down again and redo it. Right? So it's considered like metal. And kunya, if you're dealing with pottery that's glazed utensils, that one of them says, halacha is like it's tchila, like it's original, since it was initially a cheres, it doesn't have to go into the mikvah. And one says that the lach is according to the best of it, the end of it, since it's coated with metal, glazed with like a metal, therefore it needs the mikvah. And the lach is that you have to go after the chazak sofa and it needs the mikvah. You have to tovel it. Yibaylo, mashkanta mai. That's the question. What about a mashkanta? If a yid is holding a guy's kli as a mashkanta, as collateral, what is the halacha? Does he have to? Then go ahead and tovel it. Amar mar baravashi, abba mashkin, mashkin le goy kasa de kaspa, v'at belei v'ishti bei. V'lo yidani, im mishum de kasar, v'mashkanta k'zvini damya. So he said that Amar Ravashi said that a guy once gave my father a silver cup as collateral, and he put it in the mikvah, and then he drank from it. I don't know whether it's because he held that if you have it, it's collateral mashkin, it's like you bought it, therefore you have to tell it, or because he saw that the guy's intention was to leave it with him, and therefore he considered it like his own. Tana Rabbanan, alakekli tashmish min agayim. Someone who buys kelim from a guy, you know what you got to do? Dvarim shalom nishtamish shahem at bilim hein tar. If they were never used, put in tefillah and it's tar. And it's good to go. It's pure. And if you're dealing with dvarim shalom shahem, I date so many interviews with cold stuff, kikum kosos, vikitonis, it's lochios, like things like cups and jugs and flasks. So then, madichim mat bilim hein tar. You just have to do adacha, wash them out well, tefillah, and then the tar. Dvarim shenisham shalhem aydechim chamin, the things that we use, stuff like hot stuff, kiyon hayoros hakumkimosin, kumkumosin, b'chamechamin, then if you're doing things like pots, big pots and kettles, and other types of, you know, kelim that are used for hot stuff, then you need to magilan, if you do agala, or matbilan, and then do tefila, vein tar, and then they're going to be tar. Dvarim shenishtashim, they are going to spudin vaskalos, like we saw before, like the spits and grills, malabin, matbilan, vein tar, and you have to do leaven on them, and do tefila, and they are tahor. Vekulin shenishtamish behen, ad shalo yatbil, any of these kelim that were once used before you did tefila on it, you don't need things. Tani chada aser v'tani yidach mutter. So any of these kelim that one used before doing tefillah or you know hagala or anything of tekashrit, then the brass says that the food that's made with them is aser. That's one says. Another says. Another brass says that's mutter. Says gemara lo kasha. Ha kamadamar no sin tam of gam aser. The one that says it's going to be aser is like the one who says once time gam is aser. How come my dominant says gam mutter? One says not gam is actually mutter. So here also, because this is no sin time of gam, That's where the machlokas would be. Lamad Rabbi Nosson begat Motar. One says Motar Gyule Goyim Da'as Rachmana Heichem Yishachachla. So the one who says that it's that the Torah comes is actually going to be Motar. So when the Torah answers taking using kelim that are used by, you know, Goyim until you cash them, how do you find this situation when it's actually going to be usher to use them until that they're going to be kashered? Since it's going to be Nosin Tam Livgam, there's no reason for them to be ever kashered. The Torah only is only answering here a pot. Beep, I'm in the middle of a sentence. Lo asa Torah ela kedera, beep, turn the page out of the mouth. Basioma de lav nozidam of gamu. It's talking about something that's used that particular day by a guy, and therefore it's not nozidam of gam. It's not nozidam of gam, then it's going to be aser. Mikan ve'elech lishteri. So Gemara says, okay, so then from then on it should be mutter. So why can't you just like wait a day and then go and use it? Gezer keder shena basioma, mishum keder basioma. It's a gezer they're going to come to use. If you end up saying that you're allowed to go ahead and have it, if it's in a b'yoma, then you're going to be using a b'yoma as well, and that's going to be taka aser. V'idach, according to other opinion, keder basioma nami mifkam pagba. He says, even that particular day, according to the opinion of the other one who says that even Osadam of Gam is Aser, that even the stuff that's on a pot to do that same day is going to be, it's still going to be Osadam of Gam, it's going to be Aser. And therefore, there's a raya over here that if Aser stuff is going to give flavor, even if it's Osadam of Gam, it's going to be Aser. The Kitzer were saying that whoever says no sintam of gam is aser, says kedir basyom and amim fkam pagma, even that day is going to be aser. Therefore, the difference in the first day and the second day is not going to change anything over here. Okay, my friends, we're going to continue with this next time, but until then, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.